Hello there. Is it possible if I can please speak to a Mr. Colin James Kerr, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Mr. Kerr. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the Scottish redress claim for mistreatment and abuse while she was in the care system.
Yeah.
The call with myself today will take about 5 to 10 minutes just to make sure I've got your details on file correctly, explain to you the procedure, and I can get the case submitted off for you. Is that okay with yourself?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm just going to pull up a file for you. And if I am correct on your application, sir, let me just have a look here for you. You said your name is Colin James Kerr. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah. Sorry. Could you just explain who you are again?
Yep. So we are MMA Legal. Basically, we're an independent department that claim against the Scottish redress. So basically, what would happen in this perspective is we'd run over explain the procedure to you. And the only information we require is to make sure the information you provided is correct and we take a brief statement from you. From that point onwards, we locate your files and prove that you was within these places. And your statement is then based, basically, the value of your claim will come based upon your statement and what we also prove, because, of course, they're not going to write down the impact that they've had on certain children in different ways. So in the most professional way, your statement is what will get your claim evaluated.
Okay.
Now, once they've located them and you made an offer, the claim procedure would go through and the legal team work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you won't be charged a single penny. If the case is successful, then the maximum fee the legal team can take is 16% plus VAT, which will be a total of 20%.
Right.
Now, that would be a maximum that they could deduct. Of course, that just depends on how much work they can do. They can charge you a little bit less than that, depending, of course, on the offer.
Yeah.
Each claim would be valued different, of course, as you can imagine. Each case is obviously individually different. But what we can tell you of is there will be an average of 48,000 per client. That's just something to look forward to, but we can't give you anything higher than that already, direct values up until we've started the procedure, so we know what kind of tracks it's on and what kind of evaluation they will be offering.
Yeah.
Throughout the process, you can go through Scottish redress yourself, but the maximum offer that they will offer is £10,000, just because, of course, you're claiming off the people that is actually owing you the money. And in the most professional way, they will expect you, of course, to go and locate your documents and things like that. Now, as we work on an independent basis, the way that everything does work is we send a document over to you if you decide to say you're happy for us to proceed and go forward, and that will then give us authorisation to locate your files, and we can provide your files back if it is something you would like.
Okay. What was the question? I just had a question. So how, in a case like this, like we're talking about something that happened in the early 80s, how do they prove any of that?
So basically, this has been ongoing for a while. So up within the Scotland area, they have their own investigations as well that's ongoing. So a lot of people have already basically been proven to have been impacted. There's been a lot of people that have been convicted and sent to prison for it. A lot of people aren't here anymore, or a lot of the care homes have been taken down. But in the most respectful way I can pronounce it to you, there's been so many people that have made reports of the same places, and they've already been claimed against now. So as soon as some of them claims went ahead 3 years ago and they was actually submitted and they was paid out, if one person has been paid for the abuse that they've received within them places, then other people have will be as well, because they can't prove any different. Now, I could speak to you now and you could name a care home, which I've spoken to 100 different people about, and you'll mention the same people that was in there and the same kind of things. So that is where they all come together. Also, the Scottish Government have taken it upon themselves to have basically police doing and basically investigate things. So you may have had contact yourself to say, have you been a witness to see anything, or has anything ever happened to you? And that's because they know fine well that the cases are being built against them, so they are going to try and pay out an upfront payment as soon as possible. If they're going to offer you the money like that, then you know fine well they're guilty for a reason, and they wouldn't be willing to make any sort of upfront offers to.
Okay.
Now, that's why we don't... In the most professional way, a lot of people will be children and things like that who have been impacted at the time. And, of course, if you've been sexually abused or even physically abused, you can't prove that you've got bruises and things in your body for so many years back. So that's why the statement, no one can say you did or didn't, wasn't impacted in these kind of ways. It's your word against theirs, but they don't have a leg to stand on because they've done it to so many people and they've already been affected for this. Now, if you want, if it's something you prefer, I can bob you a message over on WhatsApp explaining everything. I can pop on there a list of the questions that we will ask you today. And if you do feel like it's something to discuss with me, I can call you back, or you can do it over WhatsApp. Or if you do feel comfortable to have a conversation with me now, again, I'm more than happy to do that. If there is things that you are unsure on, I can send some information over. That wouldn't be an issue.
I mean, the only thing I'm unsure, like mine was more foster care placement rather than a home.
Again, so that doesn't make any difference. That would be fine.
Right, okay. The dates, I know it was earlier 80s. I think I was 2, 3, possibly 4 years old. I can't really remember. So dates would be an issue.
Don't worry about the dates as well. All we need is brief understanding. So again, like you said, rough average age. You just said you was possibly around between the ages of 2 and 4. So that just gives us an understanding of where we can start looking. Do you know the names of the foster parents you was placed in the care of?
I don't know.
Do you know what area you was placed at all?
I've got a feeling it was... I've got a vivid memory. I lived in Scotland again as an adult. So I've got a vivid memory of driving up a motorway. And I've driven up that motorway as an adult, and it was the motorway heading towards Falkirk and then Edinburgh. But again, it could be anywhere. So I don't know exactly where, but I'm presuming that'll be on file somewhere.
Yeah, we'll be able to locate that. So what I can do with you is I'm just going to make sure I've got your personal details on file here for you. So name you said was correct. We've got an email here of colinkerr882@gmail.com. Is that a correct email for you?
That's fine, yeah.
Perfect, no problem. And in regards to this contact number, is this the best mobile number for you if the line was to disconnect for any reason?
Yeah.
Perfect. And could I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, darling?
Yeah, 29/11/1979.
And in regards to yourself, throughout the care system, was you ever known by any other names or anything like that at all?
I was born McSweegan. So that's M small c S W E G A N.
A N. And that was your name when born?
That was my name when born. Whether I was, I'm pretty sure I've been Kerr pretty much all of my life. But whether it's McSweegan on them files, because McSweegan was my name legally until I was 18. But I used Kerr. So whether they use McSweegan on them files, I don't know.
Don't worry. And that's why we asked that question, just to be on the safe side. So therefore, if it comes back with your surname, can't find you, we'll go with your previous names like that, so we'll locate it. Can I ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all, darling?
No.
No problem there. And could I please ask you for your home postcode, please?
It's E1.
Yep.
6JN.
J for Juliet, N for November. And what's the door number?
It's 116 to 118 Shoreditch High Street.
Perfect. And in regards to parents' names, can I please ask you, do you remember what your parents were called?
Yeah, my mum's Valerie Kerr.
Yep.
And my dad was James McSweegan.
And do you know by any reason, do you know why he was taken into care?
It was because my mum was an alcoholic. I'm not 100% sure of the particulars, but I know it was neglect, and it was, I think, something to do with being left at home while she was in the pub.
And was it just you that was taken into care, or did you have any siblings that was taken?
My sister as well, yes.
What was your sister called, Ali?
Nadia Kerr.
And did they separate you, or did you keep them together?
No, we were together.
Together, perfect. And could I please ask you, in regards to yourself, with this claim ongoing at this moment in time, of course I hope this is not the case, but we do need to ask you that if any reason anything was to happen to you, the worst should I say, would there be anybody that you would be happy for us to keep as a beneficiary where the payments would be released to them on your behalf?
Do I need to do that now?
I can take the name and you can provide me the number at a later date.
Okay, yeah. That's fine, yeah.
What would their name be and what would the relation be to you?
So, Morgan
yep.
Kiely, that's K-I-E-L-Y.
K-I-E-L-Y, yep.
That's my daughter.
Daughter, perfect. No problem. And, of course, they won't be contacted throughout any of the procedure or made aware of any of this. I just need to want to take somebody down just to be on the safe side. Mm-hmm. Before you were taken into the care system, do you know what area you was living in?
I was living in Maryhill in Glasgow.
Maryhill.
I've got the name of the street. I don't know the name of the... I think it was 118, but I'm not sure, but it was called Mun Street, it was called.
And was that Mun, M-U-N-N?
Yeah, Kilmun, so K-I-L. M-U-N.
Perfect, thank you for that. And you said you was between the ages of 2 and 4 when you were sent to care.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% sure how clear this memory is, but I think I was there for 2 years. We moved to London when I was 5 or 6, and that was just after I got out of foster care. So it was somewhere, I got taken somewhere between the age of 2 or 3, I think.
She was there for 2 years as well. Can I ask you, was it just the one foster parent she was placed with, or did they send you elsewhere?
There was two. There was two places that I remember.
Two foster places. And would you say you were there around a year each?
Yeah, it's quite vague, but I would say half and half, yeah.
Don't worry. And do you remember any of the names of anybody here, or do you remember any names of any of their children or anything like that?
I don't know. I possibly might be able to get it off my sister. I don't know. She's a couple of years older than me.
That is not a problem whatsoever. If you do manage to speak to sister and she would like to proceed with this after anyway, what I will do is I'll have you on WhatsApp, so feel free to add any information on as you go on. If you do remember any places or remember any names, just please include that to me, and then I can keep the legal team updated so when we locate your files, we can go full steam ahead. Now, could I ask you, was the abuse in both places where yours was positioned, or was it in one of the places?
No, the first place we went to, the woman was very kind. It was the second place.
Very kind. And then second place, and you and sister were placed here again the second time round, you were together?
We were together, yes.
Second thing, it's horrible. And can I please ask you what kind of things did you deal with within this place the second time round, Ellie?
The most vivid thing I remember is when I was wet, if I wet the bed, they would pull my manhood. There was a guy there, he would pull my manhood until it hurt and told me if I was to wet the bed again, he would pull it off.
So sorry to hear that. Can I ask you, did they ever be physical towards you, like hit you in any way, as any punishments or anything like that?
Yeah, they were violent, yeah.
Did they keep you and your sister separate? Did they try and separate you, or did they treat you different to any of their children if they had children there?
Yeah, there was, my sister remembers more about this than me, but there was two boys, I think, who were their own sons, and they were treated, as far as I could see, fairly. I remember feeling that they were different to us. And there was another girl there who wasn't their kid, and she, I believe, was getting abused as well. But I didn't witness that. I didn't see any of that, but I just believe it to be the case.
Can I ask you, did they ever stop family visits or anything, or was it the case where you wasn't allowed family visits while she was here, darling?
No, I did. I got to see my mum. We did get to see my mum. I remember seeing her. But I remember them being very sort of negative towards her.
Always negative about parents. Mm. And can I please ask you, when you was here as well, did you ever get food on time, or was it the case where you couldn't help yourself or anything, or was it the case you go bed hungry sometimes?
I can't remember.
Don't worry. Do you remember if they ever assisted you to the showers, or if you ever felt uncomfortable in any way, shape or form by them?
I always felt uncomfortable being naked, like around bath times and stuff, because it was the man who was always there, and he was the one that got physical.
Sorry that you have had to deal with this. And of course, was it the case where there'd be like kind of name calling and things like that, or would it be kind of psychological discomfort to be left alone?
Yeah, they were cool. Now, I had a squint eye when I was a kid, and he would often make fun of that.
So sorry about that. And, I mean, in regards to the information you've provided me already, this is obviously not acceptable whatsoever, and you should not have been felt any type of way like this. This is horrible that you have had to deal with this.
Mm.
And it's mostly mental abuse as well as the physical. It's not nice, the impact that it's going to have on you over time. Can I ask you, when you moved to London, was that off your own back, or did the family move down there?
Well, no, that was my mum. I was only five at the time, five or six. Yeah, my mum just, I think, she managed to win us back out of foster care. I think she just was so scared of losing us again, she got up and left.
Now, in regards to yourself, darling, with this case ongoing, just speaking to you now, I understand that you are quite a struggle for you to speak about this. Do you suffer with things like, say, anxiety or PTSD or anything like that, reliving the situations in your head? Is it not something you do like to do?
Yeah, I've not been diagnosed with PTSD.
No, don't worry. It's just how you feel yourself, yeah?
But, yeah, anxiety I've had my whole life.
And do you say, would you struggle to, say, build relationships or trust people or anything like that properly?
Absolutely. It has affected my whole life. Like, I'm in rehab now, to be honest. I've been a drug addict most of my life.
Well, well done to you, because, of course, like you say, it takes a lot of people to get there and even start. So well done to you. And like I say, I will add you onto WhatsApp anyway throughout this procedure. So if there's any questions that you've got whatsoever, if you want to track your claim or if there's things you want to get off your chest, because you're aware that I know about the situation now, do not hesitate to drop me a message and I will give you a call back as soon as I've got two spare minutes. That is not an issue whatsoever. I'll guide you through the full process the whole way through. Now, I'm going to submit this case for you right away. Your sister most definitely will be entitled to proceed with this too. Now, I don't know if you have a relationship with her or not, but if you do have a conversation with her and she is happy to have a conversation with myself, you can always drop me a message on WhatsApp and I can take her details that way. Or, of course, you can provide my contact details forward. Now, what I would require from yourself, darling, is a picture of your ID to prove that it is you that's making the claim. Do you have anything with you, like a driver's license or a passport or anything like that? Well, if you've got a driver's license, that can go as proof of address and ID. So that'll be fine. That's not an issue.
Because I'm in rehab, it's got my sister's address on it. And I haven't got this address that I've given you.
That's fine. Would you be happy for me to keep your sister's address on there for you?
Yeah,
or do you
that's
want me to
fine,
get
yeah.
that?
No,
I'll keep your sister's on that, just because it'll be a bit more secure then that way for you, just to be on the safe side. And then that way you know that
you're... Well, I will be away from here in a couple of months anyway, so...
Well, with the solicitors anyway, before you paid out, they will always double-check your address a week or two before you paid out, before they release any payments anyway. This is basically just to prove that it is you that's claiming, and of course you are registered to an address within the UK. So send over your driver's license. I can use that for the time being. Do not worry whatsoever. And then, of course, you know to save this number then. So if anybody does contact you and you are a bit unsure on who you're speaking to or anything, just look on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is the same as the system number, so... It will come up as a mobile number. It's fully on the systems. It's just so you can communicate with me on WhatsApp as well that way. I've just lobbed your message over now, so you've got somewhere to keep that. And therefore, you know then, you can contact me at any time. I can see you're a Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
What I'll do for you, actually, is I'll pop your password. I'm going to pop a password on the account for you so you know who's dealing with the account anyway. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop a password on the account for you as Chelsea. And that way, if anyone does call you and make you any offers, just ask them what your password is. And if they don't know it as Chelsea, just hang up the phone on them, darling, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Now, also, just to let you know, the system is down at this moment in time in regards to our documents being submitted over. They are working on it at this moment in time, so it should be back up within the next 20 minutes, half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get a document that will come free just stating that the maximum fee they can deduct is 16%, and obviously VAT, which is maximum of 20%. And it will also basically just ask for your confirmation if you're happy for us to locate your files, because we won't be able to locate your files without that. Now, I will need you to return that to me as soon as that comes through, but I will bob you a message as soon as that's been sent out to you, darling. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. You want me to do what? I need to sign it and send it back?
Yeah. So if you click on it, it's quite self-explanatory. You click on it, you press the signature box, it will automatically fill it in for you, and then you press OK, and that will come back through. But that won't be out to you for about another half an hour, so I'll have to get that filled in
for you.
And if you could please just send over a picture of your driver's license for me now, is that okay with yourself, darling?
I'll do that, yeah.
no problem.
You want me to do that while we're on the phone?
Well, I can let you go. As long as that comes through, that's not an issue.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you're unaware that the password on the file is set as Chelsea, so you obviously just please use that. And what I'll do is I'll keep you updated throughout the procedure. Now, like I say, you can always drop me a message over on WhatsApp. If you do speak to Zisha, if she is happy to communicate with myself or even provide any more information, we will be thankful
yeah.
for that. And like I say, I will be in contact as soon as we have your updates, darling. All right?
Okay. And see the, like, the paperwork and all that stuff from foster care and all that. Is that all still obviously it's still something you can access?
Yeah, so basically it goes through it's the Scottish Government that have access and they hold it all. The government was aware of everything that was ongoing. Unfortunately, they've been proven for it and they're the ones, that's where the payment's coming from. It's coming from the government. It was government
right.
funded at the time, so they was aware of what was impacting the children. They was aware that being taken, refusing to go to school one day was no excuse for taking off your parents and things like that as well. So they was allowing certain things to happen. They
right.
have access to all the files. Now, you can try and get them back yourself. You can always contact them and request a copy of them, but a lot of the time they'll say to you, they've lost them, or they can't provide them back with it being a third-party company, basically meaning
right.
that there's other information on there from other children in the care homes. Now, they have to legally give it back to a legal representation. So
right.
our solicitor will request that, and they can't deny the fact of providing it back to us. So as soon as we get the allocation of that, we will give you the option to have a copy of them back. That's not a problem. But some people wouldn't like to see this information.
Yeah.
We always have to just make sure we ask that question beforehand, but the legal team will always double-check that with you.
Okay. And so going this route, will I ever get access to them files that, regardless of what happens to this?
Whether the claim goes through or not, whatever information they locate for you, they will give you the option to give you that back. That would not be an issue, because as soon as they locate it anyway, the solicitor will call you and let you know what they can see on there, and they'll just run over. So for an example, you don't remember the name of the foster parents, so they'll call you back and say, we can see here that there's foster parents' names called Jill and Tom, for an example. Does that ring a bell?
Right.
And then
right.
as long as you can confirm go from there, basically.
Right, okay. Perfect.
No problem. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. My name's Billy. Everything is on that message regarding the information of who you're dealing with. So if there's anything you need, you pop me a message over. And I look forward to keeping you updated, darling. All right?
Yeah, thanks, Billy. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you for your time today. And thank you for going into that conversation with me. I do know it's a hard topic of conversation.
No problem. Thank you very much, Billy.
All right, darling. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Cheers.
Bye-bye.